This is the Cambridge Institute First Certificate in English. Preparation course. Listening test. Test 4, part 1. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You overhear a conversation of a man who retired recently. What did the speaker feel nostalgic about? A. The friends and colleagues. B. His executive role. C. The advantages resulting from his job.
I had always been afraid of that moment because I knew that the day would eventually come. And the thing is that my work brought structure to my life. It was a place where I felt strong, secure, respected and trusted. It enabled me to grow both personally and professionally. I valued this team, respect and friendship of colleagues. You know, they become your second family as you spend more hours with them than with your own family most of the times. I think one of the most important things in life is to leave a mark. So I enjoyed the influence I had on people because of my leadership role. I knew I would miss the perks that went with the job, the overseas travel, the golf invitations and other social activities. I have fond memories of the tea break, where we exchanged stories about the latest game, or that reality show on TV the previous night. All in all, retirement for me has been a positive experience. But my new life is not a substitute, nor should it be, for what I miss about work.
2. You hear the following advertisement. What are they talking about? A. A brand new washing machine. B. A new detergent. C. The shirts. Honey, this isn't my shirt.
Oh, yes, it is.
But my shirts aren't this white.
They weren't before, but they are now that we are using Albright.
Albright? What is that?
A new product to put in the washing machine.
But does it have to be used every day?
Not necessarily. It gets all our laundry clean and bright. I was lost until I found Albright. How wonderful.
What a wonderful life, I would say. 3. You overhear the following conversation. What's the relationship between Frank and Alex? A. They are brothers. B. They are friends. C. They are acquaintances.
Hi, Linda.
Stella, hi, how are you?
Not bad. I'm a little tired. Linda, I'd like you to meet my brother-in-law.
Nice to meet you, Linda. My name is Alex.
I'm sorry, did you say Alec or Alex?
Alex, with an X.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Alex. Your brother Frank and my husband Nick are very good friends. They usually go fishing over the weekend. By the way, where are you from?
I'm from Athens.
Athens, how nice. I'd like to go to Greece someday. I've heard the weather is beautiful there.
Oh no, not Athens, Greece. I'm from Athens, Texas.
4. You hear a student telling a friend about his first day at school. How did he feel? A. Sad. B. Anxious. C. Excited.
I clearly remember my first day at school. My mother accompanied me and waited in front of the school office. Right after that, a teacher came and led us to our classrooms, and this was when some children began to cry as parents were not allowed to stay with us. I wasn't feeling sad. Actually, for me, it was pretty similar to kindergarten. But in all honesty, I must say that I did feel like crying after I saw all those children sobbing. Seeing those children weeping while their parents looked in anxiously through the windows was a little heartbreaking. Anyhow, after all the little drama I was witnessing, I felt that the whole thing was quite an enjoyable time for me because I was really looking forward to knowing my new classmates. I also remembered that the teacher was very busy writing down our particulars, so we had plenty of time to ourselves. I even managed to persuade 2 boys to stop crying. In fact, soon we were laughing and playing together.
5. You hear 2 people talking about what they want to do. Why do they agree to go out? A. Because the weather is nice. B. Because there's a new restaurant in town. C. Because the house heating is not working.
It's freezing in here! What's the problem with the heat anyway?
Yes, you're right. It's impossible to bear such cold temperature. I've got an idea. Why don't we go out?
Out? In this weather? It's snowing.
I mean, let's go somewhere warm. We can go to the fancy restaurant that's just opened in the new shopping mall.
No, it's only about 8. It's too early to go. Really, I'd rather stay in.
Come on, honey. It'll be nice and warm in the restaurant. Let's see. It's 8:15. Maybe we can have something to drink first. I'll call the restaurant and see if I can book a table.
Okay.
6. Why will Luke go on a trip? A. Because he's about to participate in a contest. B. Because William has given him a trip as a gift. C. Because he's made several attempts to enter a contest.
Hi, Luke. What's new?
Well, maybe I'll win a trip to Barbados.
Win a trip to Barbados?
Ah, I just entered a TV contest last weekend.
Well, good luck. Barbados. How nice. By the way, your daughter Mary was in the coffee shop yesterday.
No kidding?
She sometimes comes in to table to William.
William? Who's William?
You know him. The boy who works for me in the coffee shop.
Oh, yes, I remember. He's a very nice guy. We used to go to football matches from time to time until he moved out of town. Is he part-time or...?
Well, he comes 2 or 3 times a week when it's really busy in the coffee shop.
7. You overhear the following conversation. How would you describe the shop assistant's behaviour? A. Helpful. B. Playful. C. Sensible.
May I help you? I'd like to see some bathing suits, please. I'm going to Florida.
I'm sure we have one just for you. What size do you wear? A 12?
Oh, I don't think so. I wore a 12 20 years ago. I need a 14.
The 14s are with there. This is a beautiful one, don't you think? Come with me.
It's pretty, but I don't like all these flowers.
But that's the style this year. Everyone in Florida is wearing flowers.
Well, I'm not going to.
How about this over there? They're bikinis.
Me in a bikini?
Do you like this one?
That one's not bad, but it's too expensive for...
Try it on, please. You'll love it.
Well, let's see.
How is it?
Just a minute. Well?
You look terrific.
Okay, I'll buy it.
8. You hear a woman talking about giving birth at home. What does she say? A. All women can give birth at home. B. Giving birth at home provides women with more advantages than giving birth in a hospital. C. Giving birth at home entails some level of medical risk.
If you are a healthy, expectant mother having a normal pregnancy and you have no medical or obstetrical risk factors, giving birth at home allows you to labor and deliver in familiar and comfortable surroundings. You will have more control over your birth experience than you would in a hospital, and you won't have to endure routine medical interventions. At home, as many family members or friends as you want can attend the birth, and you get to share the experience with them in the privacy of your own home without interruptions from hospital staff. And all of your caregiver's attention will be focused on you and your baby.
That is the end of part 1.